News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Chris Bellew is a listener of this show who sent us an email yesterday about something that happened to his neighbour. And upon hearing the story, you'd be forgiven for thinking that Chris and his neighbour are living in some extremely remote corner of Ireland, but that isn't the case. Chris joins us now on the line. Chris, you're very welcome to the show. You might explain to us, where are you from and what happened to your neighbour?
I'm living out in North Dublin, just kind of very close to Clontarf and Beaumont, and my neighbour was out walking his dog last night, just down the lane at the side of our estate, you know. His dog kind of bolted off, and whatever happened, the lead got caught between his legs, and he fell, and he basically fell on his hip, banged his elbow, and knocked his head. Now, my neighbour's about between 85 and 90, you know, so he's but he's still well able to move and stuff like that, you know. But one of my other neighbours down the road came along and happened to, he was on the way home from work, and he came upon him. And he helped him up and whatever else. And he was in an awful lot of pain. So that was around about 10 to 6. Now, my house just happens to be straight across from where all this happened. So my wife looked out the window. She ran out with a stool from because the neighbours were trying to move him up towards where his house is. And he couldn't move any further. He was only about 30 feet from his house, but he couldn't actually physically move any further. He was in so much pain. So the family were called. That was fine. And they called an ambulance around about 5 past 6, maybe 10 past 6. And that's where he sat then for the guts of 2.5 hours. The ambulance didn't arrive till 8:40, I think it was. Two paramedics came, and he was eventually brought off the hospital then. But then we were all kind of there, and the neighbours kind of had brought him blankets and hot water bottles and stuff like that as well. But he sat there on, I guess, a bar stool for the guts of 2.5 hours in the cold. And we all just tried to keep him warm and comfy. He was in good spirits and all the rest of it, but he was in an awful lot of pain, and a couple of phone calls were made into the ambulance service, but they just said, look, they were stretched. So he was brought up to Beaumont then last night, and as a result, he was brought in. He was taken into to the A&E. That was fine. But the ambulance service had to wait for about 45 minutes till they got the trolley back, and they couldn't do anything until they got the trolley back as well. So that was kind of it. So he'd a fractured hip.
Did you get any explanation, Chris, besides we're stretched, as to why it took, what did you say, from 6 o'clock to almost 8:30 at night for an ambulance to arrive?
The family had rang a couple of times, and they basically said, look, we're getting as quick as we can, but I think one of the problems is that they're literally waiting for their trolleys to come back to them. As what happened to him, he was literally sitting there, and the ambulance guys were sitting with them for 45, 50 minutes while they were waiting for their trolley back.
And how's your neighbour keeping now?
He's much better. He went in, had surgery, and he'll probably be out to one of the kind of convalescent homes just for a couple of days, getting back in his feet and stuff like that. But it'll be a longer road for him, I guess. But yeah, he's better anyway, you know.
All right. Well, look, we wish him well. Chris, thanks a million for getting in touch, for sending in the email, and for having that chat with us. On the line is Minister for Health Simon Harris. I just want to bring up an item that we covered in the show a little bit earlier this morning. Chris Bellew, a listener who got in touch about ambulance waiting times. His neighbour had fallen and broken his hip. They called an ambulance. He couldn't move off the spot on the side of the road. He was 2.5 hours waiting, and it was in Beaumont. Which, correct me if I'm wrong, there's a fairly major state hospital just down the road. It seems remarkable that he had to wait that long.
Absolutely. I've just been listening to your coverage of the story this morning, Ciarán, and it does indeed seem remarkable and goes without saying utterly unacceptable. I suppose this is no consolation to that poor gentleman for the situation that happened. I do need to make the point, though, it's clearly not the norm. I've just been looking at the response times in general for the National Ambulance Service and Dublin Fire Brigade in Dublin, where the target response time is 18 minutes and 59 seconds from the emergency call being placed. But certainly I'm going to be asking questions in relation to this situation, which is utterly unacceptable. We do have a situation in Dublin where we obviously have the Dublin Fire Brigade call centre and the National Ambulance Service call centre. And there is, I think, a need for it to look at how better cooperation can take place between those two call centres. And does it make sense to have two separate call centres? This is an issue we've been working our way through with Dublin Fire Brigade and Dublin City Council for some time. But obviously what happened to Mr. Bellew's neighbour is unacceptable, but genuinely not the norm across Dublin or indeed the country.